What's up, everybody? It's HVK again, and we are here with an Americanon official review. This will only be my second recording for the week. What with the holidays coming up, we've been very busy. And honestly, sometimes you got to just take a break from a lot of the other craziness that's going on about the world. But I wanted to make sure I did a review for this because I've read through Common America Volume 1 and 2 several times now just to make sure I had a decent understanding of it. Well, I mean, not that there's a whole lot to understand, I guess, and that's not insulting to the writing in any way, but I wanted to make sure I had a good grasp of what was going on. And Common America, for those who don't know, is basically the story of Carly Vanders, who, yes, sounds a lot like Carol Danvers, and she's basically an offshoot parody of that character, but in some ways, I actually find her to be very much more like Carol before they rebranded her as Captain Marvel back when she was just Miss Marvel. The books are by the same people that did the Black Ops series, or continue to do the Black Ops series, and they also did a series called My Hero Magademia, which I have not read, but I have ordered since reading this. Timothy Lim and Mark Pellegrini, and these guys do a very, very good job of blending humor, very dynamic artwork, and changing the pace, shall we say, of moods and things like that. That's probably not the best way to say it, but they can very quickly shift the gears from something where it is very funny and very almost like slapstick style funny with over exaggerated artwork for certain things, and then shift it to something that is more kind of tugs at your heartstrings, I guess would be the best way to put it. But anyway, the story behind Carly, Charlotte, everybody calls her Carly, but is that we get introduced to her as a child, and she enjoys making clothes. She wants to be a fashionista type when she gets older, I guess. I don't know if that's the proper terminology for it. But her teacher keeps telling her that she needs to be, you know, that she can do anything that the boys can do, and therefore must do anything that the boys can do. So she plays baseball, gets hit in the head with a ball, she hates it, she has a conversation with her father, and there's a lot of good messaging there. In a lot of ways, this is probably something that I would say is more empowering to females than just outright being like, you can do everything a man can do and better, and you must do it. And it's actually better as a result because it's giving her some individual agency there. The art style is done in, I guess, what I would call the more anime art style. Like, if you've ever watched any anime or read any of the Japanese comics, like, that very dynamic. They create a lot of movement with their characters and their artwork. It always feels like something's going on, but then they have a habit of very over-exaggerating certain things. Like, you know, somebody will say something and, like, someone's jaw will drop or whatever, and the humor's very good. There are points in time where, you know, someone's hurt, and after they beat up a monster or something and someone's hurt, and the other one's like, oh, we're going to celebrate, you know, who wants, we should get Chinese food or we should get sushi or whatever, you know, and the other one's just like, yeah, that's fine, I don't need to go to the hospital. Little jabby humor like that. It's very good, very funny. And like I said, it does actually have some good messaging here. And now what I like about it is that the messaging is not like what Marvel and DC does a lot right now, where it's very overt in your face. Like, this is the political view of the writer and you must accept that political view. If not, you're a hateful, spiteful, blah, 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 whatever. You can kind of infer, I guess, these guys' political views from certain things, but it's not so blatant. You know, it's more like there's really good messaging here, but it's also subtle to the point where I can't tell that if I'm just inferring it, you know, like it's just something that I'm getting out of it or if it's something that they're intending for me to get out of it. But it is very good. If you checked out the Black Ops stuff at all, I recommend that you guys check this out. They do a lot of really funny, like tropey kind of stuff too. Like the women for example, all the women out of the Common Core. You have Common America, you have Common Comet, and then later on they get a Japanese girl that kind of joins them up and goes by the name Common Ramen, which is pretty fucking hilarious. And then they are introduced to Common UN later, and there's some topical humor about, you know, how Common America can't do anything right, and she just makes a mess, and this, that, and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Common UN, it's like, oh, this is the hero we needed, and this will unite us, and this, that, and the other thing. And it's really funny. And, you know, they kind of lean into some of the tropes about overdoing certain things. Like, there are certain points in time where it's obvious that they are just over-exaggerating certain body parts on these women, and then the poses they make and the way they wear their costumes and everything. And it's actually done more for humor than what I would say most people would call, like, oh, that's exploitation. Like, no, it's very clearly done for humor. And there's a lot of good inside jokes. I guess a lot of 80s babies and maybe even 90s babies would get. Like, one of my favorite is actually any time that they, you know, Common America or Carly wins a fight or is about to go into a fight, like, she has to give this little monologue and she says, you know, to prove the justice of our culture, we will vanquish you, or something like that. And it's like, that's a throwback to me. And I don't know if they did this intentionally or if they just decided to put something together that actually makes no sense, but is like some sort of supposed to be mock superheroic declarative statement. But if you remember the old Ghostbusters game from the Super, not the Super Nintendo, I believe it was just a regular Nintendo, but the original Ghostbusters game, if you beat Stay Puft Marshmallow Man at the end, you got this little, like, victory text box that said, congratulations, you have vanquished the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and locked up Gozer, or whatever they said, and you have proved the justice of our culture. And it's like, How did beating the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man prove the justice of our culture? How does beating a giant turtle monster prove the justice of American culture? And it's just that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like, there's little inside jokes there. The humor's good. And they also do the over-the-top anime thing with... There's a character in here that's like a superhero marketing guy. And he talks about how everything has to be branded. Everything has to be, like, stand out. And everything has to be, like, something that people are going to recognize, right? And all of their moves, every time they do something, has to have, like, a name. Like, you know, the Common Combo Meteor Basher, or Common Comet will say something like the Bolshevik Blast, or the Hailstorm Maelstorm, you know, the Satin Static Smasher. Like, all these different things. Like, they're literally calling out their abilities as they do them. Like, a very Japanese anime style thing, like, where Goku has to, you know, how do you differentiate from a regular energy blast and a Kamehameha? Well, Goku has to say Kamehameha, or Vegeta has to say Final Flash or Gallic Gun or some silly stuff like that. But, you know, if you love the comic medium, if you love the superhero genre, if you enjoy humor, I've already recommended Black Ops. I still would recommend Black Ops. I actually really, really enjoy Black Ops. I would say I think Black Ops is better, but I think it's more my style, the idea of, you know, the military bunny and everything. But this is very, very good, very, very funny. And if you're looking for a break, it's got a lot of good action, too. Like, that's the thing. It's not, like, I keep going on the humor, and I think it was because I was just kind of blindsided by the humor. But the story is actually very good, and Carly is actually a very well-developed character. And I don't just mean that in the physical sense, ha-ha, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but just in the character development as well, like how you see her progress as this hero and how she deals with, you know, the public not necessarily liking her or other people getting credit for the things that she does and how she goes about, you know, using the close support of her friends and things like that to get over certain issues. And she's a very well-developed character, like, for something that is really, like I said, a parody and spoof of Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers, Carly is actually really well done. And the story through the first two volumes really is this story of this young girl who goes from just being a fashion designer to trying to step up into this role as a hero and make a legitimate difference and protect people and look good doing it. So, if you want to check it out, I highly recommend it. You can go to Kickstarter or Indiegogo I believe they are both still up. They have different tiers. You can pledge. You can get them digitally. You can get them hard copy. I got them hard copy. They have some deeper ones where you can get, like, you know, little figures and pillows and things like that, I believe, although they might be sold out. I don't know. I believe there's a week left on the Kickstarter and Indiegogo campaigns, respectively, for both of these. So if I were to give this an overall rating, I'm giving this a solid A-. I think the humor's great. I think it's on point. I think the story is really good. You know, 4.5 stars out of 5, or, you know, a 9 out of 10, whatever you want to, whatever your preferred rating system of choice is. But definitely check it out. I've, like I said, I've already ordered My Hero Academia. I know nothing about My Hero Academia, so I don't even know if I need to understand that in order to understand what's going on with that. But frankly, I think these guys have nailed it out of the park with both Black Hops and now Common America, which we will be getting a crossover of these two, which I can't wait for. There's no reason for me to doubt these guys, you know? So if you're looking for other stuff to read, check this stuff out. Go to Indiegogo, Kickstarter, look at their comic sections. There's a lot of stuff in there for a lot of different types. They have, you know, Westerns, they have spy comics, they have other superhero stuff, they have horror comics, they have all kinds of different stuff that you can look for there that Marvel and DC really just aren't providing. So, I'm HVK, that's the official American review of Common America Volume 2, although it went into Volume 1 as well. But check it out. If you like the podcast, share it with some others. You can listen to us on Podbean or Spotify. We appreciate any of the support. You can follow the show at HVK Americanin on Twitter and Parler. And we'll see you guys later. Have a happy Thanksgiving.